I like to call it the Great Wall of Ducey. That's my little nickname for it. So Governor Ducey has figured out, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put these shipping containers all over, you know, the border. And the Biden administration has done a rotten job trying to get us any help. Doesn't want to put up a barrier, doesn't want to do anything. So Ducey has taken it into his own hands, and he's put up these shipping containers. We have a border sheriff who doesn't like these shipping containers.
Yeah.
Let's talk with him. Let's have a chat. Joining us now, Santa Cruz County Sheriff David Hathaway. Sheriff, how are you today?
Hey, Gatos and Chad, great to be on your show. I'm doing good. As a matter of fact, I just came from the area where the protesters are facing off with the construction crews, Ducey's construction crews.
Okay. Oh, protesters.
So you're threatening some action against the contractors hired by the governor's office who are filling the gaps of the border wall with the shipping containers. Tell us why you don't like it.
Yeah, well, first of all, the protests have been successful. They've, for 4 days, kept the construction from happening. They're working in shifts. They're a combination of human rights activists and conservation activists. The crews are no longer working in the day. They tried to come in last night at 2 in the morning, and then the protesters, it's like a Tiananmen Square type thing. They faced off with these large earth-moving equipment that's digging up the area along the border to create flat spots for the shipping containers. But yeah, back to answer your question about my reasons, The shipping container wall is moving towards my county. It's 6 miles away from my county now. It's in Cochise County, and it's moving eastward towards Santa Cruz County. And there's all kinds of things wrong with this. The main thing is the federal government, the Forest Service, the Department of Interior, and the Bureau of Reclamation have all declared this to be illegal activity, and they have warned the state contractors to stop, and there's armed security personnel out there. The protesters aren't armed. So my stance has been, since there is no permit for this activity, it's illegal dumping, there's no permission to do this on public land, if they get to Santa Cruz County, I'm going to arrest the construction crews and the security personnel. There's no government personnel out there. It's all private contracted construction crews and security crews. Arrest them and charge them with illegal dumping on public land.
Wow,
that's very interesting. On the other side of things, are people not frustrated by illegal immigration and the way it's going, and the fact that nobody in the federal government will do anything at all that seems to be moving towards any kind of solution?
Well, you know, it's really weird that when Biden came into office, he had what he called his 100-day interim policy, which meant everything stays the same until they could study the issues and come up with long-term solutions. At this point, there's not been any entourage from the Biden administration that has come to my county, and we have the largest ports of entry in Arizona with Mexico in my county. There's 4 border counties. We have the largest ports of entry with Mexico, commercial port of entry, pedestrian port of entry, vehicle for tourist port of entry. And there's, to have some empathy for the federal officials, they don't know where any of the policies stand. They don't know, do we still have work visas? Do we have tourist visas? Do we have student visas? What's the policy on asylum? The whole Title 42 fiasco that prevents Title 8 from being enacted. Like, Title 8 of the United States Code is the normal immigration law. It has all the categories of visa. It has health and safety categories. It has provisions for asylum. But Title 42 is a COVID-era policy, and it's really weird to me that the main people that have opposed the lifting of Title 42 are people who have despised all the COVID restrictions, as have I. I have despised all the COVID mandates, okay, and the COVID restrictions. But this is purely a COVID policy, and yet you have both Democrats and Republicans saying, let's keep a COVID policy in place, right, so that we can't do the normal immigration processing. And, you know, the enhanced numbers are due to some weird things. There's fuzzy math, but also there was a year-and-a-half period where all the visas from Mexico, these are the legal visa holders, were prevented from crossing at the ports of entry. Some of them had jobs in the U.S. They had family in the U.S. Right. They were stuck in Mexico. So it put pressure on the crossing between ports of entry, and then Title 42 has exacerbated that.
Okay.
Where now 40% of the crossings are repeat crossings, and it adds to the numbers. It inflates the numbers.
Okay, we're talking to David Hathaway, Santa Cruz County Sheriff. Let me play you Mayor Doug Nichols of Yuma, on the shipping containers. Take a listen, Sheriff. Are the shipping containers really helping?
As far as the containers themselves, they have. They've protected property. They've protected homes and where people have been living for generations. They've protected the ag community here, and they've really helped funnel where the activity is happening. It never was going to be reducing numbers. It was more about management.
Okay, do you dispute what Doug Nichols is saying? Because, yeah, it's not the end-all, be-all to stopping people from coming in. But what the mayor is saying is it funnels people towards one spot, and then it's easier for the Border Patrol to pick them up. Do you understand what he's saying?
Yeah, I understand what he's saying, and I totally disagree. They've been a danger over in Yuma. They have fallen over. It could present a hazard to human beings. You know, and what I tell a lot of people is I like Ronald Reagan's strategy better. He did not like walls. He didn't like tariffs. He liked free trade. He told Mikhail Gorbachev, tear down this wall. If you want to say you're going to emerge from totalitarianism into freedom and free enterprise, you know, walls aren't the solution. And another thing I tell people, walls don't just keep people out. They keep you in. Now, CBP is doing full-time searches of Americans leaving the United States and taking their money away. This was a pilot program 15 years ago, and now there's full-time permanent inspection structures where U.S. officials are inspecting you as you leave and going into Mexico and taking your money away from you under civil asset forfeiture. It's ridiculous. If you have any interest in trying to escape the totalitarian government that's emerging in the U.S., and to go to a freer place or to go to Mexico, they're going to search you as you leave and take your stuff. That was the problem in East Germany.
Well, I mean, I look around, but while Reagan wanted to tear down the wall, which he was right, and he wanted freedom, he didn't mean, hey, you know what, everybody, you're going to come over here willy-nilly with no real questions or answers and just be released into the country, which is what's happening.
No, there is no invasion. I get ride-along news crews all the time saying, Sheriff, take me to the spot on the border where the invasion is coming in. And I say, I can take you to the border where there's no fence, but all you're going to hear is the birds chirping and the wind blowing. For the last 12 months, we've had the smallest growth of population in the history of the U.S. 0.1%. That's all sources. That's immigration. That's native-born Americans. It's never been smaller population growth in the history of the U.S., but there's all this talk of an invasion.
So we have no immigration problem. We've got no immigration problem.
The crime rates are lower than the average
for Arizona. Yeah, but Sheriff, let me jump in. Let me jump in. I walk with my wife along the border.
I walk with my wife.
Okay.
It's peaceful. There's no problem.
So no one's coming in. You don't see anybody walking over the border.
And the Border Patrol agents are all liars.
Well, no, I just told you why we had enhanced numbers. The Title 42, the invalidation of all the visas, and there's a lot of fuzzy math. Nobody's counting the people that are leaving. Every day there's whole households of furniture going into Mexico. There's no tabulation of the people leaving the U.S. and deducting that from the numbers that are coming in. And there's all these ghost numbers. There's this thing called gotaways where they've put these motion-activated game cameras along the border. And anytime a jackrabbit or a moth goes in front of that camera, they count it as a statistic.
Oh, come on.
It's a political football. It's
come
a political
on.
Thing. It's a political agenda that people have. I would prefer it to be the way it was when I grew up. I was born down here in Nogales. I'm a ranching family. We've been here from the 1800s. There was always just a four-strand livestock fence along the border. That's what I would prefer.
So what, do you want open borders? Would that make you happy?
I don't want East Germany. I don't want an Iron Curtain. I don't want Soviet Union. I want free trade. 80% of Mexico's GDP, external GDP, involves trade with the U.S. They're a very important trading partner. The produce industry, over 60% of the produce consumed in the United States during the winter months, because we live in a northern climate in the U.S., comes across the border from Mexico. What little is left of the U.S. automotive industry relies on sub-assembly plants in Nogales, Sonora, what they call the maquiladora industry, to produce subcomponents for the U.S. automotive industry. You know, what I would want to see is more deciding officials at the border that decide these cases, instead of having 10,000 people in a queue that's going to last for years to decide these cases, say yes or say no.
Okay.
And that's what they need. And if Biden sent somebody to the border to study this, I would say you need to get the officials at the border, instead of creating these virtual queues and either turning them loose in the U.S. for some hearing in the future, or turning them loose in the Mexico for some hearing in the future, and then they wait an unknown number of years for this hearing. make those decisions
okay.
now.
We got to run. We're out of time. We're out of time.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Okay, David Hathaway, Santa Cruz County Sheriff.